McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, check this out. Forbes, the financial magazine people, mm-hmm. have released the earnings of the top footballers, okay? It's an incredible list. First of all, I won't go through the top 10 because it will take forever, but just interestingly, Gareth Bale, who famously doesn't play football, he just plays golf and earns money from Real Madrid because they never played him. Stuck him on loan at Tottenham last year. He played a handful of games. He's back there now, but like he's playing the odd game. $26 million a year he gets paid just for football. Right,
but like, he doesn't do it. Presumably, he turns up at training.
Yeah, he would train and whatever else. But like, then he just goes literally straight from the football ground to the golf course. Apparently, he's a class golfer. Plays off scratch because that's all he does.
Exactly. He'd want to be fairly good.
Is that not like that's $2 million a month?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? But that must high for footballer.
Yeah, it is in the top 10 in terms. Now, the way they do these things is they don't just go salary because it's very interesting in football that salary is like a tree trunk of these guys' earnings. So like, for example, Gareth Bale makes $26 million a year from football, but he makes $6 million a year from his endorsements, right?
Yeah.
And this continues where the salary is bigger than the endorsements all the way up. Now, when we get to the top five, right? Mohamed Salah, Maria, you'll know him, a Liverpool fan in your house. He makes $25 million a year at Liverpool. He makes $16 million. Sorry, it's all in dollars because of Forbes, but anyway, just forgive me. We kind of know in and around euros, right? He makes 41, so 16 million endorsements. 25 million salary, 41 million quid a year. He's grand. The fellas, he's not going to have to worry about money ever again. He's fine. Kylian Mbappe, young French player, plays at PSG. He's 28 and 15, 28 million salary, 15 million endorsements. He's 43. Then it starts to get big. It jumps from 28 million salary, Kylian Mbappe, to 75 million salary for Neymar at PSG. 75 million quid a year. Just football and his endorsements are 20 million, giving him 95 million a year. Sweet. Messi, also at PSG, so three of the top five are at PSG. He gets 75 million a year as well. He's on a par with Neymar. But he makes $35 million a year, so bring him to 110 million. And then there's Cristiano Ronaldo, who gets less salary, $70 million at Manchester United.
Oh, poor him.
I know. But his endorsements are $55 million. So they almost equal his football salary and nobody else is anywhere close to that.
How would you not feel like, oh my God, how could I possibly be making money off saying things? Like saying Head and Shoulders, it's great.
Well, it's not.
And they're paying me.
There is some of that,
euro.
Yeah. There is some like paid partnerships.
I do think of that every day. How do we make money off saying things?
But he has proper business deals with Nike, Herbalife, Clear. Then he has his own CR7 brand, which is like underwear, eyewear, clothes, hotels, museums.
Like eyelashes.
All CR7. Eyewear. Like eyelashes. Yeah, eyelashes, obviously.
Cool.
But what I found really interesting in this was I did a bit of further research and went into other sports just to see how they compare.
Yeah.
So the only other athletes who make as much endorsement-wise as Cristiano Ronaldo, as I said, makes $55 million, is Tiger Woods, who makes $60 million last year in endorsements. LeBron James, who made $65 million, and one other sports star who I want to tell you about in a second, right? So I went through some other sports. NFL, a guy called Dak Prescott. Ever heard of him? No, neither have I. He's a quarterback with the Dallas Cowboys. He made $75 million as salary last year, so the same as Neymar and Messi. He only made $12 million, Neymar and Messi. He made $12 million in endorsements. LeBron James, $42 million salary, $65 million endorsements, so more. But here, Roger Federer made $600,000 last year from playing tennis. $600,000. Have a guess how much his endorsements earned him.
He loves a good watch.
Yeah.
He's so clean, isn't he?
Watches are in there. He has part ownership of a shoe company called On, I think he has as well.
He's just so wealthy looking. Like he's premium brand stuff.
He doesn't need to talk about money.
Yeah.
He's that rich.
So given the numbers I've educated you on there, give me a ballpark for he's earned $600,000
right,
for tennis.
$20 million.
$20 million of endorsements on a $600,000 salary. Maria?
I'll go $60 million.
$90 $1 million of endorsements and less than $1 million in salary. Because in tennis, no one pays you. You win. And with COVID and everything being cancelled, all the tennis players' earnings were down because they couldn't go to the things. But their endorsements, they monster their salaries anyway. Their winnings.
I do think, though, that these, they, you know, Forbes and the like love putting out these huge figures, but they never take into account all the other people who are getting a piece of that pie. I remember talking to professional golfer Marcus Armitage at the Pro-Am at the Irish Open this year, and he was telling me about his prize money because he had just won the big Porsche European Open,
right,
big competition on the European Tour 3 weeks previous to playing with me. What a letdown it was for him to see me. However, I was saying how much of that actual prize money, what it was like $90,000,
right,
do you actually get to keep? And he goes, well, it's about 25%.
By the time everyone gets,
he's got his manager, he's got his coach, he's got his agent, he's got tax. By the time it actually gets into his bank account, it's 75% of it is gone.
Wow.
So I think, you know, with these big figures, yes, they're still wealthy people, but there's a lot of middlemen in there taking their cut as well.
Yeah, you're not going to get an endorsements worth $90 million without somebody, you know, negotiating the fees and going out and finding the businesses and doing whatever. But still, pre-tax, Roger Federer, like, I just cannot get over the gap in the less than $1 million of tennis earnings and $90 million of, yeah, say hello to our watch company or whatever it is, or shoes or face creams. It's a nice way to earn a living, lads. In tennis, Naomi Osaka out earned him loads. She got $5 million in tennis because she played some tournaments last year.
Yeah.
She gets $55 million in endorsements as well. And Serena Williams, only $2 million in salary, $40 million in endorsements. It's the way to go, lads. We're
and
on
it's
the
interesting.
Wrong game.
They still want to pay the people who you would think will be getting on in their sports. Like if you look at Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, you know, they're
Roger Federer.
They're essentially the old timers of their sports.
Yeah.
But man, they still can
There's
sell a watch.
There's always a market. Yeah.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.